Just about anywhere, at any time, you can find sports talk on the radio dial. It's a format that has deep roots in Cleveland. One of its pioneers, Les Levine, is getting a Lifetime Achievement Award from the Cleveland Association of Broadcasters this weekend. WKSU's Amanda Rabinowitz talked with our commentator, Terry Pluto, about how sports radio has withstood the test of time.
Terry, Les Levine has been on the air for 50 years, and it's remarkable that he's still going.
It really is. And Les Levine, maybe he may not be a household name for everybody. For most sports fans do know him. And it's almost like you name a station in Akron, Cleveland, at some time or other, Les has probably passed through there, either doing whether it's Kent State football or Cleveland State basketball or talk shows or everything else. When he started in broadcasting, there was only like one star sports talker at that point, Pete Franklin, which at that point was WWE, which is 1100 AM, which went, and really there was not much else going on around the country. This is in the 60s in terms of sports talk. The remarkable thing, Amanda, is there more or less sports talk right now?
There is sports talk everywhere.
Some stations, you know, all sports all the time, or some sports some of the time, they all pretty much have it. You know, you look in our market, and there's like two full-time sports stations. There's at least three others that I was looking at. The sports is anywhere from 4 to 8 hours a day.
Yeah.
It's not like it's been changed dramatically from Les Levine started doing it after Pete Franklin or whatever. It's still, hey, Les, who should the Browns take in their first round?
There are a few things that you can do for 50 years like Les Levine and have it still be the thing, the core thing that you do.
And it's the same basic stuff. It's almost like if you listen to Tom Hamilton and Jim Rosenhaus doing the Indians game on the radio, you could go back to the 40s when it first started to come on. There's some differences, but not a ton, not what you would expect. There's still something magic about whether you're calling an event or after the game. Well, let's just call in and second-guess the manager or want to fire somebody or trade somebody.
Mm-hmm. Well, now you have TV networks that are simulcasting sports radio programs, including Les Levine, who's been on TV for years.
Les was one of the first in the country to do that. He did it on a couple of the cable channels. I remember when I went on his show, this was like 25 years ago, he calls me up. I got this new cable show, because I used to be on his radio shows. He goes, can you come on? I go, what do you do? He goes, well, we're going to sit there, and then they're going to call in. I said, this is on television? But you turn to ESPN, well, there's Mike and Mike in the morning. You know, you have that.
And it's just them broadcasting the radio show with microphones in a studio.
The simplicity of it and all that is remarkable. You know, we're supposed to be beyond all this, right?
Yeah.
By now, after 50 years, because you're just supposed to be able to get what you want when you want it.
How does this work so well? Why does sports become such an appealing thing for 24-hour programming like that, whether it's radio or television?
I think it's because you're not really talking about the games. You're talking about what the teams are going to do, what they should not have done, what you would have done if you were there. You know, everybody gets to play kind of general manager or owner of the team, and it seems to have a certain appeal to it, along with the fact it's actually a safer environment than political talk. And it's less likely, I think, to cause big division in families as opposed to politics.
Terry, thanks.
You're welcome, Amanda.
That's WKSU sports commentator Terry Pluto, who joins us Wednesday mornings to talk sports. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz, 89.7 WKSU.